New digital tools to transform climate-sensitive infectious disease modeling. 24 research teams in 12 countries will receive a total of £22.7 million to develop new digital tools to respond to the emerging threat of climate-sensitive infectious diseases. We know climate change is having a profound effect on infectious diseases. Extreme weather events and warming temperatures are giving rise to infectious diseases and providing more opportunities for them to expand to new regions, putting the lives of billions of people at risk. But what if we had early warning systems to predict the risk of disease outbreaks like cholera and dengue long before they happen? Or a tool that could estimate how changes to climate and land use will affect disease transmission? Or an app that could track the spread of diseases during natural disasters like floods? If we knew more about when and where deadly disease outbreaks are likely to happen, policymakers could plan interventions to minimize their impact on communities that are most at risk. Our new funding could be the next step in making that a reality. What we're funding. Last year, we launched a funding call to support the development of new open source technology, technology that is available to the public, to respond to the emerging threat of climate-sensitive infections and improve disease modeling. The aim was to develop tools that use climate data to better understand and predict climate-sensitive infectious diseases, which could be used by policymakers and decision-makers to prepare and respond to potential outbreaks or changes in their distribution. As part of this call, we're now funding the development of 20 new tools across four categories. Modeling tools. Tools to help investigate the impacts of climate on infectious disease-related risks. These will help identify locations and times when the risk of disease transmission increases to prevent and control disease outbreaks. Climate-informed mosquito-borne disease early warning systems. Tools to investigate and predict the transmission risk of mosquito-borne diseases, with useful metrics to guide advanced resource allocation and intervention planning. Early warning systems for other types of disease transmission. Tools to predict the transmission risk of climate-sensitive infectious diseases that are not mosquito-borne, an area that is lacking research, to inform interventions. This includes respiratory diseases, like asthma, foodborne diseases, like salmonella infection, and waterborne diseases, like cholera. Foundational tools. Tools that can support and apply to a variety of problem areas, for example, modeling, data acquisition and data visualization. In addition to the projects awarded through the funding call, we are supporting several other projects in this space. These include a platform for arboviral risk prediction at the province and city levels in Thailand. A platform for robust data analytics to predict dengue in Latin America. The first ever randomized controlled trial for the evaluation of a climate-informed early warning system for infectious diseases. Methods to remove systematic errors in climate data to generate more targeted information of disease risk for specific areas. Climate change and infectious diseases. As the world continues to warm, it will become more vulnerable to climate-sensitive infectious diseases that thrive in those conditions, including waterborne, foodborne, and vector-borne diseases. We're already seeing the impacts on health. In Malawi, over 1,000 people have died during the country's largest outbreak of cholera in two decades. In Nepal, higher altitude regions, where disease outbreaks are typically less common, are now experiencing higher rates of mosquito-borne dengue fever. The data is warning us, up to 8.4 billion people could be at risk of diseases like dengue and malaria by the end of the century if emissions keep rising at current levels. And even in a best-case scenario, it would still be 6.1 billion people potentially threatened. Tools that utilize data to predict and manage the spread of climate-sensitive diseases are becoming more crucial to minimize the risk of outbreaks. The research behind the funding. Funding for these research projects follows a Wellcome commissioned study that identified technology gaps in global climate-sensitive infectious disease preparedness. The study found there to be only 37 fully developed and named tools in papers published in the last 10 years, a sign that this area of research is not receiving enough investment and support. Of the technologies that do exist, the majority are for vector-borne diseases, with much less for respiratory, foodborne and waterborne diseases. There's also a lack of global representation, as most of the tools have been created by North American and European institutions. In addition, only a quarter of the tools were found to be useful for decision makers with limited real-world benefits for communities. This funding award has been designed to fill these gaps. Digital technologies such as numerical models and early warning systems are some of the most powerful and useful tools available for understanding and potentially mitigating the impacts of climate on infectious diseases, said Felipe Colon, Wellcome's technology lead. The Digital Technologies Development Award was a great opportunity to improve the field of climate-sensitive infectious disease modeling that could inform actions to reduce the global burden of climate-sensitive infectious diseases. The future of infectious disease and climate science. While we already have some data to guide us, there is a lot we still don't know about how infectious disease research and climate science intersect and how data can help inform policies and decision-making for practical action. The tools we're funding through this award provide an exciting opportunity to address some of those gaps. And in doing so, they can possibly transform preparations and responses to outbreaks of devastating diseases, potentially saving millions of lives. We are funding other opportunities in this space that use data, particularly data centering the communities and people most impacted by climate change, to solve urgent health challenges. Find out more about our Data for Science and Health program. Related content.